Ladies and gentlemen, Victoria Magotomy is here. Hey, I feel like you're sitting in that chair like you can't see a wide shot of that chair, can you? How she's sitting?
No, you can't see her feet.
Yeah, her feet's not on the floor. It's like a big recliner.
Listen, it's a deep-seated seat, and I'm okay with that. My feet are dangling. I look like a five-year-old kid.
Like a Santa Claus's lap.
Yes, correct.
But that's
I'm here for that.
Is her mic close enough? Is that okay?
Yeah, she's good.
Oh, yeah. Do I need to move it closer?
You're good right there.
Yeah. How do we know each other? We know each other. We had the discussion with, if you didn't listen last week, there's a whole debate with a woman, a friend of mine that was getting into text conversation with a guy. And I was like, when we were going, we should probably have a girl in here that has opinions on these type of things.
Yes.
And I immediately thought of Victoria. We've been friends for how long?
I don't know, 5 years now.
Every time we see each other, we're in a discussion, heated debate. Usually an argument about how you're like how men are screwing up, and I'm like frustrated with how girls are screwing up.
Yes,
that's what it comes to every time.
Yes, 100%.
Why can't y'all get it together?
Okay, why can't y'all get it together?
Tell a story about the guy that you were on the plane with.
Okay, so
You said before we started that. What'd you say?
That she's Googled somebody.
I Googled somebody because on the other episode you were talking about do people actually like Google
a person?
A person? Yes, as a female, 100%.
How'd you find his last name?
Well, he told me.
He told you his first and last name?
Yeah, he's talking about a guy on an airplane. He used to play football at a university, big SEC university, and so. He was just ready to give me his last name.
And you looked him up?
Yes, and I'm thankful that I did. You want to know why?
I never even heard of this.
That man was a felon.
I mean, who hasn't?
He was a felon.
What? For what?
Well, it was something back in college. It had to do with, I think rape.
All right. Well, yeah. Fair then.
Yeah, and I never said bye to him off the plane.
I was going to be scared to get a felony one time because they were like, if you light off fireworks in this parking lot after July 4th, it's a felony. So you can't just throw off felons all together.
You should make an episode of, the weird laws.
We'll handle the podcast, first of all. Okay, all
right. Coming in here, making changes already.
I have a great idea.
Yes. Thanks for letting us be on your podcast, Victoria. About what?
Now you want to know?
No, the felon list you're talking about.
Yeah, I mean he was a felon.
You get a felony for
the weird laws that are like a frog can't croak past 11 p.m. You guys should just do.
You're not allowed to. My dad is the mayor of our town, Lilburn, Georgia, and the first thing he outlawed was karaoke, because it's not in the there's certain. Activities that are associated with drinking from probably pre-prohibition, darts is one of them, and these drinking related activities that they were outlawed, and that was one of the old laws, and he reinforced it. I think that's
it. He's like, we like this one.
He's like, cut the karaoke. Yeah. All right, so you Google this guy. So you were into this guy. You Googled him.
Yes, he was very handsome.
Yeah,
Googled him. Thank goodness I did, because he was a felon, and we're not about that.
I mean, not about the, yeah, because we know. Were, that would be if you would be, yeah, because we were all saying, I think Alex and everybody were saying, no, guys don't do these type of things, but you're saying they do, the women do.
Women do. I mean, I think it was a little awkward because he was on the flight when I was Googling him. So he wanted to say bye.
Flex that you have Wi-Fi on the flight. We get it. You're doing well. Yeah. Hey, I was on the flight Googling him. Okay.
What is it that you say you can't hide money?
Yeah, you're being disrespectful. Okay. What is it, your little slogan? What's your little slogan with your little fun little skits that you do?
But guys stalk too.
Yeah, but we don't, not for information, just for looks.
Oh, y'all go to Instagram.
Yeah.
We don't stalk for
what their resume is.
Oh. Well, guys don't have to think about that. Women do. We have to think about our safety.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah. I said I do Google. I will Google a girl for sure.
Good for sure.
But again, just because I'm curious. I'm not thinking about it for safety. That's not my thing. But yeah, I understand why a woman would have to do that, obviously.
Yeah. Well, and now these days, you just got married men out here trying to
just out here on the street.
You gotta you gotta really do your research that now is a question on dates. Like, are you married? You know, and then they're like, "Yes."
I don't think I don't think I get, would.
Like, yes, I am. Yes.
I think to if you were if to find a date, you would just look to see if they were attractive. And if they were, then I'm good.
Well, good for you.
For the first date.
That's a luxury.
No.
That's a luxury, John. For
the
first
date. At the beginning. At the beginning. And then we'll figure all the other stuff out later.
Yeah.
But wouldn't you say that, so like if, let's say a woman, like a man asks a woman to be married to them, right? Will you marry me? Is the ultimate. You've done this.
I have done this, yeah.
This is the ultimate. This man is choosing me for the rest of history. That's got to be the ultimate. For a woman, that's got to be the ultimate. I'm worthy. I'm loved. I'm valuable. I'm all these things, right?
I mean, I've never been in that position before. I thought this year was going to be my year. Oh, and it turned out it wasn't that. Yes, it has to be. Are you kidding me? Yeah.
That's the ultimate. I'm unsure if I'm wanted or beautiful or all these things. Somebody choosing you, knowing everything about you, sees you in the morning without makeup and or sees you with all the things. And he still, that's why that would be the best.
Yes.
And that's what all girls want.
One day, the Hallmark movie will happen.
Yeah, but one I never day. Really thought that.
About like your
being
whole
chosen,
situation.
I guess, by a by a woman.
But do you even want to be, we just talked about this. Do you even want to be pursued by a woman like that? Because I think men should do the pursuing.
Yeah. I agree with that.
Like, I don't think women, I don't know. I know that it does happen. Like, I've heard of stories of women being like, oh, I asked him on a date or, oh, I asked him to marry me. That's like the 10% that barely
10%?
Exists. Yeah.
Maybe 1%. Wait, so you're saying, we're saying Molly on the plane from last week that she was too, like, I'm going to come out there and see you. And that guys go, I'm more nervous about that.
Molly, my girl, do not.
Here we go.
Oh, no.
Do not.
We don't have to get into it. But if you listen last week, there's a whole situation about a girl in a text message. Yeah. And she where did she go wrong, do you think?
I think that you just need to let the man come to you. If he wants to see you, you just let him come to you.
But all girls, like, y'all say this on y'all's Instagram. I like to stereotype all women together.
That's good. Yeah, that's good.
Like, all y'all together. Yeah.
Very planet productive. That's good practice.
Slid that in there. What are y'all doing? And you're like, I don't know. Everybody?
Yeah.
But y'all are, that's in theory, that's great.
But then
women, that maybe what? They're insecure. What pops up in the way to prohibit them from doing that?
Okay. Well, I think number one, it takes us quite a bit of time to learn the lesson. Like, I was that girl that just went over and beyond. And then I learned the lesson real hard. And I was like, okay, now I'm to a point where like I cut that out.
I don't need no man. I'm a strong independent. Yeah. Every time I see you, I'm a strong independent woman. I'm like, Victoria, what about this guy?
You go, no.
Yes. At Doghouse. I go, what about this guy? He seems nice. You go, absolutely not.
No, because it was at Doghouse. Okay. That's a whole other discussion.
Had a writer's round.
That needs to be said.
It was a dog.
No.
Yeah. Tin Roof, maybe. Not Dog
no,
House.
No,
Tin Roof's worse.
Tin Roof's 10 times worse.
I went to that new bar last night.
Which one?
Layer Cake.
Oh, you like it?
It was a lot.
Yeah, it looks
a lot
like
going
a lot
on there. Yeah, it's like a Whiskey Row type vibe.
Okay.
Just for the people in Nashville. Everyone else was like, thanks, we're turning this off down. No one cares.
Where's this new bar?
It's right across from FGL House.
He would know.
John, what does that mean?
Because you're so social. You just love to. I'm a grandma.
I like to. Oh, yeah. I like to. All right. So what prohibits these women from letting the guys come to them?
I think.
How did you learn your lesson wrong in the past?
Speak for all women. Go.
I know. Okay. Well, I'm trying to like, there's a lot that I'm trying to like put in a little nutshell to make it easy.
Sure.
So I think that naturally as a woman, we're nurturers. We like to nurture. We like to, I think, also try and keep things in control.
Sure.
And so by us, we think as women, if we show you, like I think what Molly was doing in the last episode, she's trying to like show too much of like, she's trying to validate herself.
Oh, yeah,
she's trying to like say it instead of just do it. Like, just do it.
And the guy can see it.
Don't say it. Yeah. Like, if you're cool, don't say
you're
cool.
You don't have to say
you're
cool.
Just let people be like, you know what? That person's
that
cool.
That person's cool. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. You know what I mean? And so I think we-
That's a good way to put
we
it.
We women, I think we just do way too much. Y'all just need to be letting these guys come to you.
Well, I think guys, we do too much too. We show our hand too, and that turns women off. When you're like, if you got the vibe that a guy was like, oh, I think this guy just wants to sleep with me.
Mm-hmm.
He like I'm sure he does, but that's how we're all here together is because of that fact.
Yes.
It's not bad. But if the guy plays that shows that hand too early, mm-hmm. you would be like, I think I'm out.
Yeah. Right? I mean, it depends on where you're at in life. I think if a woman's not looking for anything serious, then okay, then that would be okay, I guess. I don't know. But I think most women want to know that the guy wants to be with them for them before they start like trying to get in the pants.
Yeah. So if you're saying if a guy asks you to marry him, that's the ultimate. Mm-hmm. But if a guy tries to sleep with you and then doesn't talk to you again, that's the ultimate, the opposite of that.
Correct. And that's
and a horror. It's,
yeah. It makes us feel used. What? Like, man, y'all are physical. Y'all are.
Don't all group us all together. Okay.
Y'all are all about the physical. We women are about the emotional. Okay. And so, yeah, that makes us feel used.
Yeah. Facts. So,
yeah.
But that's how guys and that's how men and women miss each other.
Yes, correct.
Fair.
Yeah.
I got a question that I want to ask both of you from this weekend. So that situation happened to me at the NASCAR race on Sunday. When is the last time that both of y'all, and tell me who it was and why, that you've requested to take a photo with a celebrity?
You want to go first?
No, because I got to think about that. Right. I don't know.
Okay, that. Victoria.
I took a picture with Brendan Schaub.
All right. You asked him, can we get a photo?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
It was kind of a natural scenario that we were over doing Bussin' with the Boys.
Yeah.
He was there as a guest. Afterwards, right. We do like a photo shoot in front of the bus.
Yeah. And you said.
And so certain guests I will ask, you know, right. I want to take one.
And sometimes you wouldn't.
Certain times I won't. Yeah.
Based on if you like them.
No. All right. Yeah. I choose it based. I'm just like, how much do I? Yeah. I will choose it. Like if I'm going to see them again and I may possibly work with them or be around them in a like casual scenario, then I won't ask for a picture. If it's somebody that I'm just going to see, they're like, he's in town from LA for a week. Not a peer to peer type of deal. It's like, yeah, let's take a pic. That's fun.
All right.
Commemorate this thing.
Did you post it?
I did not post it. Not yet. I have.
Wow. You have it, but you're waiting.
I do have it. Yeah.
Picking out those filters.
Yeah.
Victoria. Yeah, I want
to
know.
I don't think I've ever gone up to anybody like on the street or like at an event. I think the last person I asked a picture or to take a picture with was in studio. It was AJ McLean from the Backstreet Boys.
Okay, why him?
Oh my God, the Backstreet Boys.
Okay, you just like him.
Yes.
All right, is there any public figure or something that your wife that you know is obsessed with? And if you saw them, you would be like, oh my goodness, I got to take a photo of this, because you wouldn't post it, but you're like, my wife would be, if I was here with you.
Yeah, like she would get a kick out of if I like took somebody a selfie with Justin Bieber and then sent it to her. She would lose her mind.
Yeah, she would.
For sure.
And you wouldn't probably post that. What, you got something to say, Victoria?
Yeah, yes. I'd probably post
what,
that.
What, go ahead.
Yeah. Justin Bieber.
Okay, yeah, that's everybody, obviously.
He would be
the
one that I would just like, I would go up to him. I don't care where you could be at Starbucks. I'll go up to you and ask you for a photo.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah.
No shame.
No shame.
See, I don't know if I would. I don't know if I do that. For me, it's big on the situation.
Well, yeah.
Like, I can't remember the last time I did it when it wasn't a scenario like the Brendan Schaub thing.
Where you were
already
like,
kind of set up to take a photo together.
Yeah. All right. So I was at the NASCAR race in Charlotte on Sunday. And we were all in this box. There's all these, like, I don't want to say celebrities, but like a bunch of, and the John B. from Outer Banks was there. Mm-hmm. And these are like these things that like everybody doesn't know, but if you know him, you're like, dude, I watched both seasons of that show during quarantine. And I was like, I mean, there was bigger, more famous, popular people there, but I was like, all right, dude.
you're thinking about, you're like, and then what concept?
My
of
friend,
like, what do I go
me
from
and my friend Ireland watched all of that. Like, she would watch an episode and then I would watch and then we would discuss it. And I was like, I texted her. I go, I'm with John B. That's what I said. And then a lot of people were taking photos and I feel like I'm too maybe proud. I'm not going to go say, hey, can I have a photo with you? Mm-hmm. I just.
Because you get that all the time. You're always on the other end. And and you kind of, I think, would know.
But
how
you
that
know,
feels.
As working with a bunch of public figures, you know when it's appropriate. And so do you when you're like, it's not appropriate.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like what? If they're a professional? environment.
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, if it's a professional, I mean, I joke that I would go up to Justin Bieber in a Starbucks. I probably would. Or Lainey.
Yeah, but that's
Lainey. I don't know if y'all know who.
Yeah. Okay, oh, perfect example, because I would not know who that is, but
you would be. You would. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, if I've seen plenty of people out that it's, you just give them their space, you know?
Yeah.
I think that's what people, that's what celebrities like about Nashville. And that's why so many have homes here. And so many either move here or just have like a second home here.
Yeah.
It's because I feel like we don't bother them.
Except for at lunch.
Except for at lunch when, yeah. We got lunch the other day and somebody was talking to John a lot.
Yeah, it was a tough day.
But that it is just like a feel the room thing too, right? You just got to read the room and you kind of.
We talked about this before where your brain will tell you it's not appropriate.
Yeah.
And if the person is big enough, your filter will go, yeah, but it's Justin Bieber.
But it's Justin Bieber.
Yeah, where you go, normally, like, yeah, he's like literally praying and reading the Bible right now alone. But you're like, yeah, but I'm going over there.
Or like to just take a selfie with him in the background. You know what
I mean? Maybe do that.
Like he doesn't know that you're looking, but then tag him and hope that he sees it.
Mm-hmm.
We can't go 2 feet down on Broadway without John getting stopped.
Well, that's why I like to go down there.
I like to leave him behind.
We've all discussed all of my insecurities we've discussed in past episodes. So okay. Yeah, it's the running thing. But I wouldn't want to go to like an F1 race because no one would know me there.
Sure.
There's like a shaman from like Dubai that like owns the team. I have no social currency there.
Like before you go out, you're like running audiences over to see it.
Like, I do. Yeah, like, my agent is like, but like a NASCAR race in Charlotte, you're like, probably be a thing.
Yeah, good chunk of those people.
Okay, I'm not going to go take a photo. I'm not going to go ask him to take a photo. But I go, and I was trying to like orchestrate some situation where I could, like him and the other guy.
I'm laughing because that's exactly how I operate too. Like,
thank you.
It's got to be natural.
And I always want to make this podcast. So I was like, is this about my own therapy or is this going to be helpful to other people? And I try to make it in a way where it's helpful to other people. So I go, we're all watching we're watching the race, right? And he's sitting over here to my right. And I act like I'm filming a car and I go, and then I zoomed in on him. Don't laugh, dude. That's what I did. And then I go, with it. She goes, pics or it didn't happen, right? Like,
so that was the only thing that you got with him.
Yeah, well, okay.
And then here's the rest. He's like, but then I actually went and asked for a photo.
Okay, so you always want to like, he probably was like, oh, like, I think the guy's like, just taking videos of the race. He's like, dude, probably, because people do that to me all the time and I know exactly. Yeah. They're like, oh, they're like, oh.
They go above you.
So he was like, all right, so I go, what should I say? Like, what's my opening? What would you say? Would you just, if Justin Bieber was at the airport terminal waiting, you would just be like, what's up?
Yes.
No, 100%. But you have to know.
Yes. Listen, Victoria, as somebody
you're speaking on behalf of all women, you say, what's up?
I'm not, that's no. A lot of responsibility. No. I'm speaking on behalf of women when we talk about relationships. So when it comes to like my love for Justin Bieber, which by the way, I did go to his concert recently.
Yeah, yeah. We love him.
Yes.
Love Justin Bieber.
But yes, if he were sitting down, and as somebody who's interviewed plenty of celebrities, I try to play cool.
Yeah.
But Justin Bieber, zero chill.
Yeah. But there is also people that you've interviewed that it's a huge interview for your company or what you're doing, but you didn't personally have any connection to that. You didn't know them.
Correct.
And you were like, whatever.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it used to be like Tom Hanks and Brad Pitt and like, they were or Jennifer Aniston was like, these are the famous people and these are the not famous. Now it's like, someone's famous to you. I don't know them.
Did we talk about the name drop thing on the podcast or did we talk about that at lunch? About how like there's so many different lanes to be famous in now that you almost can't drop a universal name that everybody, like, there is what? No more yes. George Clooney. It's you dropped Lainey and they all went, who are you talking about?
Or if you saw Lainey, I wouldn't.
Oh my gosh, I would. I would 100%.
But I also said there's nothing, that you know, like bragging about knowing celebrities.
Yeah.
You know what the only thing worse than that is?
What?
Acting like you don't know celebrities. Like, Can somebody like give me like name tags for the Met Gala? Because I literally don't know who any of these people. Like, I went to CMA Fest. Like, someone dragged me here. I was like, who are these people? That person is the worst.
Yeah.
The worst.
Yeah.
Like, we were at like some concert and everybody's like standing ovation crying. And I was like, well, what's the deal? I don't even know who this person is. That person is doing worse thing than like I know celebrity person.
Yeah.
Just, it's fine. Just it.
Yeah. John, who is the one person for you that you would like you would go and ask for a photo?
Well, I think it's based on like me and my girlfriend are like obsessed with this guy named this TikToker named Leo Gonzal or something is his last name, and we send his stuff back and forth all day, and he's like has a couple million followers if I saw him. There, George Clooney could be there, and I'd be like, "Yeah, but Leo's here."
Yeah, yeah,
that's true.
Yeah,
or like somebody that you followed that you wouldn't know. Mm-hmm. Or like I feel like my brand of celebrities, like the majority of people are like, "I've never heard of this guy. I don't know who this guy is," and then somebody is losing their mind.
But that's why, back to what you were saying, that's why we have so many different like facets of how you can be famous.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have a TikTok. I'm not on TikTok. I don't have a desire to get a TikTok. So I don't know any of the big TikTokers.
Yeah, TikTok's probably the best example because people who don't have that app have no idea who those people
YouTubers,
are.
YouTubers. You know what I mean? Like, I don't really watch YouTube, so I don't know the big YouTubers.
Yeah.
You know?
But what do you follow, Us Weekly or something like that?
Just Instagram.
That's Instagram. Yeah. So the big people on Instagram are the people who you follow. Well, everybody, there's too many on Instagram. There's way too many on Instagram.
Yeah, but I don't really follow like big social media influencers. Yeah, like I'm just like straight up plain Jane. I just a good old celebrity that's been in a movie.
Fair. Which is John B.
Or sports.
Yeah. Yeah. So she goes, I go, what should I say? Or what should I go up? I'm just going to be like, what's up? But you can, because that's why every word there to just somebody say, what's up? So she goes, she goes, tell them your name is also John B. No, absolutely. First of all, that's his name in the show.
Yeah. He'd be like, that's not my name. So.
I go, what's up, dude? My name's also John V. He's like, okay, bye, security.
Sick.
But he was like, he was at like the, it's so funny because there he was like at the, like a, the buffet. And I was like, well, maybe if I like could just go, like I'm a, like a plate. Trying to talk to a girl.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I'm not, I just went up there. He was up there. I went up there to get like, and I go, dang it, dude. I go, he was like trying to get into like some like, I don't know what, dressing or something like that. I was like, yeah, dude, get in there. And he's like, what?
Oh,
no, not like, Sean. No, because there was people in the line. Not like in a way. He was trying to get in behind me to like get like,
okay,
in there. Okay. Like he didn't know if, okay, Victoria, you know what? We've had enough.
Why did you invite me?
I go, hey, get in. Like, he was trying to get some honey mustard. I go, yeah, get in there. And there was like, I made this joke. I don't know why I said this. He goes, there was a gluten-free vegan Brussels sprouts there. And I was like, okay, really with the vegan? Like, dude, like we're at a NASCAR race in North Carolina. There's no vegans here. They're not here. They don't. And he goes, yeah, dude, I'm a huge vegan, is what he said. But what I didn't realize, he goes, I'm a huge vegan. So he had a giant piece of like roast beef on his plate. And he was doing a joke.
Yeah. Oh.
He goes, yeah. I go, dude, vegan Brussels sprouts? And he goes, yeah, I'm a big vegan. Me, like,
I'm not.
Yeah, but I didn't like, know.
I'm not.
But I didn't. I go.
You're like, do I laugh?
You didn't catch it?
No.
Oh, no. The comedian himself did not catch it.
I'm a comedian.
What?
He goes, yeah, dude, a big vegan. I go, yep. I go, that's what LA will do to you.
Which in context, now that you
nervous.
Know.
He was nervous.
I go, yeah, that's what LA will do to you. Or I like, I don't know. I guess he lives in LA, I guess. But I don't know.
It's sure, just Hollywood. Just,
yeah. I go, that's what LA do. He's like, yeah. And then he reiterated it. He goes, yeah, dude. Gotta be a vegan. But then he goes,
dude, this hurts.
This hurts. This is
worse
like,
than this is worse Molly. Than Molly situation.
Yeah,
this is yeah, dude. He goes, yeah, dude, big vegan. And I go, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then he's just like, all right, well, I'll see you. And I was like, well.
That was it? It fizzled and there was no more?
There was no more.
Oh man.
It's not good. That was an L for me.
I hope he sees this.
That was an L for me. Yeah. Nicest guy in the world, though.
Maybe he'll go follow you on Instagram. You guys can be friends. And then you can have a second chance.
But I felt like I should have gone up there with a better plan.
Yeah, well, but that it's when you overthink it that you were just trying to be natural with it.
Yeah, and then it cool, just be fine.
Be cool, John, and then it didn't work for you.
No, it didn't work. It never works.
But at least you didn't say that, hey, my name's John B, because that would have been like that's when tough. Molly like explained that she stalked the guy on Google.
And I could be
that
like,
would have been that.
Or be like, actually, like, who are you? Everybody's like taking photos with you. Like, who are you?
That's the worst.
Nothing worse.
Yeah.
But if you take if you post, somebody else took a photo with me and Brad Keselowski, which is a driver, and I reposted that. That seems like less of a direct.
Yes, you're playing it cool.
Yeah, I wouldn't be like, hey, can we get a photo and then post it, right?
Why not?
I feel like girls can do that, guys. I feel like y'all have like more pressure to like be cool.
Maybe. Does it matter though? Does it matter that there might be more pressure to be cool? Like,
or should we?
Just post it. Why not?
Yeah.
You're always saying stuff like this.
Because I think it's cool, dude. You went to a NASCAR race. You took a photo with a driver. Yeah. Post that. That's cool.
Yeah, that is cool. Objectively. Oh, I'm like overthinking it.
And it's kind of cool, too, when you have fans, but then they see you when you're a fan of someone.
Yeah, I was like, yeah. I always like in our meet and greet all the time, like, the three women that came to the meet and greet and they were like, me and our husbands like love the show. I go, where are they? They're sitting in the lobby. They don't want to. I go,
like, what is that?
I go, that's fair. That's probably fair. Yeah. You know, like if your wife and all of her friends wanted to go see Harry Styles, would you like, yeah, y'all go.
I went with her to see Harry Styles.
You did?
Yeah, of course I did. Yeah.
Bro.
And the new album sick too. Harry loved the new
album.
You're
more confident than I am. I think I would.
It's Harry Styles. He's like,
Harry Styles is
really like venturing out.
Super good.
Yeah, he's good.
He's venturing out. This is turning.
Well, he's just like making his own. Like he just really wants to be like this classic.
His own self. Yeah.
Yeah, and he's doing it. Good
I was thought one time. So I like when you're there in that suite with everybody, and then you're like a big deal. To have another person that's a bigger deal than me is like a little bit of a.
Yeah.
Like I'm good, but like it's just a little bit of a thing. And we went to me and my girlfriend. I took her to the Hawks Lakers game. We were sitting courtside, flex. And she goes, we're very, very early into dating. And she goes, you know Malik Monk for the Lakers? I go, yep. She goes, I went to high school with him. And I DM'd him and I said we were coming to the game. And I was like, all right. I'm cool. Right? I'm good. She goes, I go, well, all right. I go, does he like know you? Or are you like, cause people do that to me. Like they don't. And she goes, yeah, he said, she showed me the DM. She goes, yeah, when you come to the game, say hi and we'll get a photo after. And I was like, we're going to be on the front row. You can, if he knows who you are, he'll say it. Well, and so he did, he came over. He's like, what's up? And I was like, I'm good.
Little check.
It's just a little like I'm the biggest guy here, but this guy is bigger than me.
Literally, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so then.
Because he's so tall.
He's big and he played great. And I enjoyed man to man. I enjoyed watching him play. So after the game, he was like, we'll hang around after and I'll come say hi. And it was like. After the basketball game, and there's like a bunch of people milling around like down the side of the court, and the like security's like, hey, everybody. And he was like, no, I know. I go, oh, this is what it feels like on the other side of this.
Yeah.
And we were like waiting around, and I was like, how long do we, as a proud man, how long do we wait until I'm like, all right, dude, I'm going to the car?
You just gotta wait a little bit.
Yeah. Well, I was trying to check my like ego.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was like, okay. And then I joke around about with this all the time. Cause then she put on some lipstick.
Oh, did that make you feel some type of way?
Yes, it did. No, it did.
It was just for the picture though. It wasn't for him. It was for the photo.
What are you saying? What are you saying when you say that?
Well,
what do you mean he makes you feel some kind of way? Cause whatever you're saying, yes. I didn't like that feeling.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because I feel, well, with do I share my own story on this?
Sure, good. She brushed her hair and she put on lipstick, and I just go,
yeah,
what's going on here? That's but later I brought it up later. I didn't like in the Molly situation. I had to be like, it was like 3 weeks later.
Men get really intimidated by men, especially when the other man that's in. Oh, I shouldn't say involved. That's probably a wrong word. When
all
the
men,
other man, yeah,
all men,
like, mm-hmm. But they do. I'm telling you, like,
yeah, that's true. I did.
Anytime a guy that I'm dating has ever found out who one of my exes was, immediately it shuts him down. Immediately
shuts who down? That they don't like
the current guy. Well, because they feel intimidated with who what he did and
fair.
Who he, you know what I mean. They mm-hmm. they shut down. They're like,
oh, because you've dated famous people. Is what you're saying that. Is that what you're saying?
Well, no.
Okay. All right.
One of my.
I got you, though. I got you.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Yeah. So she goes.
Say it, so.
Yeah. We always talk about this every. I was like, how do we do this? We just like bring things up, and I go, I probably shouldn't say that. And then it's just back there.
Yeah. But now I feel insecure because we're talking about like.
No, it's fine.
And stuff,
we're not. This is not what this podcast is about. Celebrity gossip podcast, clearly only. Last week it was relationship podcast.
Yeah.
We're finding our way.
We are.
We're
trying every category before we come back to where we want to be. Yeah.
But that made John feel some type of way.
Yeah. Well, and if let me think.
I think that's okay, by the way, to feel that. Yeah, I do.
But I do. But I did. But listen, I also go. So he came out and met us, mm-hmm. and she is friends with him. And she was like, they went to high school together, and they both in Arkansas. And he's in the Lakers now, and it was awesome. And he scored 35 points, and I go, hey man, like I really enjoyed that. I really enjoyed watching you now I made some like side jokes to her later, and I still do. Clearly I'm talking about it on this podcast 3 months later because I did feel something about it.
Clearly John feels some type of way. It's okay, John. You just tell us how you feel.
Thanks, guys.
Just tell us how you feel.
But to go like this guy sucks. Or like I hate the Lakers. I want him to lose now. That's like I always think, is this a me issue or a I think this one's mine.
I also think it's a guy thing. Like men, y'all like to flex.
Yeah, guys.
And when you're not the only one that's impressing, and when you got somebody else that can be a little bit more impressionable, then guys, y'all, it just makes y'all feel some type of way.
Yeah, it does. And I would like to in therapy get that worked out so I could be like, I enjoyed watching him play. But then I was like, oh, does she like him? Does she like want to date him? Like, that's what? She would think I was insane.
I think there's something there about the fact that it's sports too. Like he is a physical specimen objectively. And there's something to that too. Like, oh, he gets out there and does his thing. That's impressive physically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think if he was an actor, I think that might be different.
You think so?
I don't know.
I'm more intimidated by it because he's an athlete.
I think I would be.
Yeah.
There's something about athletes.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. Well, I think, you know what I heard? You know Todd Glass?
Yeah.
Comedian?
Mm-hmm.
He was at the opening for Jim Gaffigan like a month ago. He said something that was so wildly changed my whole perspective. Comedians are great at that. If they'll change your whole perspective on a topic. Mm-hmm. He goes, somebody's asking my son, like, you don't even know how to follow a map, like a GPS. Like, you don't know how to, when I was growing up, right? When I was growing up, you don't know how to change oil. You don't know how to do all these like manly things that I am currently insecure about. Like, I don't know how to, I don't know how to, we talked about this before, to grill. I don't know how to.
Some guys don't.
Do you care about these type of things, manly type of things in
do
a man
I love
or no?
If a man can cook and grill? Absolutely.
What about
have
like,
I dated ones that have not? I don't think twice about it.
What about like knowing how to like fix a car? Care or don't care?
No. They have their strengths. They have their weaknesses.
That's the scale.
Yeah.
The scale.
Back That's to the scale, scale right there.
Well,
I could see some women being into that.
Yeah.
I personally don't care about that.
All right,
look
fair.
For other things.
Okay.
So I can't speak for all women on that.
How many Instagram followers he has? I got it. No, I'm just kidding. That's a joke. Don't relax. All right. So
winded me up, John.
Yeah, she's not going to hold this back.
Winded me up.
You got to go to her video for
I'm
that.
I'm going to be pissed.
All right. Well, he goes, yeah, dude. Like, my son doesn't know how to change oil. Like, you know, that whole comedy, like, shtick about, like, when I was growing up, the slides were metal and we were burning and we slid down them and whatever. Right.
Yeah.
I have jokes like that.
Yeah.
Not that joke specifically, but like when I was growing up type of.
Yes.
Back in my day.
Back in my day. You said it better. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He was like, yeah, dude. And you know what? I don't know how to follow a sundial. I go, he goes, you at the time, that was wildly necessary to know how to follow the shadows and what time it was in the day, or like a compass. And he goes, I don't know how to use one of those. And society develops. So if you had to choose a guy that knew how to change oil or knew the YouTube algorithm, unfortunately, to be a man and to be successful in 2022, you would rather have the guy that knew the YouTube. Would you not?
Yeah, I would.
Yeah.
What?
I feel like a guy that pays attention to algorithms and stuff is I don't know. I just picture them being very like left-brained.
Okay, but like an artist. Yeah.
No.
Or something. YouTube algorithms may be a bad example, but let's say something that is like, that skill is necessary now.
But yes. I mean, you're not wrong on that.
Or like how to, like somebody's like, I don't know how to like look up someone on TikTok. I go, okay, now you're just slowing us down. Like we're society.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're like over here now.
We're like, you need to scrap learning about how to change an air filter and learn about how to send an email. If you had to choose one of those skills, choose this one.
Yeah.
And the idea of like the guys these days don't know, or women, I think the same with women and cooking. I go, I could care less about that.
Yeah.
I really, but my mother, she doesn't talk like this, but she's like, well, you need to find a woman that.
Because back in the day, I mean, that was the role that like men and women played. But society, and now 2022, nobody cares about that.
We have Uber Eats.
Uber Eats.
Yeah.
We have Postmates.
I was like, hey, I know how, you see how she was about to get to a point. And I was like, let me get to your point faster. That's, I'm not good at that. I got to learn how to be better at that.
You got there fast enough.
But yeah, there's grocery stores, there's takeout, there's delivery, there's that skill of like having to have like noodles and flour and corn syrup and oregano at your house and making like a, that is a,
yeah,
that's it out, that's gone.
Yeah, I feel like women, I mean, without getting too much into the topic, I feel like women almost find it, or a lot of women find it, I would say, more offensive if a guy expected a female.
Ooh, hey, female perspective. You know, need that. That's what,
you know, yeah. Need
that. Our female correspondent.
Yeah, well, and that may not be every woman, but I think if a guy looked at me and just expected me to cook all day, I'd be like, well, you are out of luck, my friend.
Yeah.
I can cook, I'm just not going to do it.
You're not, you can if you need it to.
Yeah.
Well, I'm dealing with this in my current relationship. Is like, why is the default that she has to kind of, is my career is going to be the one we're going to go with?
Yeah.
Why that's done? See, that seems unfair.
Well, because you have
a career, or like a one, but no,
you have a life,
but. Okay, keep going.
No. Because you have a career. I mean, that's something that I've had to face in my past relationship. That if we ended up working out, I was in the same career as your exes. And it's a very demanding, you almost have to be with somebody who can go with you. And if you're going to be with somebody who has a schedule like yours, you got to just be with them.
Right. And if you dated a guy, let's say hypothetically in the NFL, it's assumed that you're going to his.
Yes.
And your career is in essence done.
Yeah, well, that
if you married him,
yes,
right.
That's actually why,
And that's why they were like that's. But at when I was her age, she's wildly way more farther along in life than I was at that age. So why would it be slightly unfair to be like? But it's always assumed in the back of the whole relationship that that's what that might be what's happening.
Well, because you probably. And now I question everything. Can I say any of what I'm thinking about? There's another
female. What she's not saying is there's another female in the room, and she's nervous about a certain. She looks at the other female to be like, "Hey, am I? Hey, am I?
Because I don't know how deep you look at her? Get into this. I don't know because you know what? She's beautiful, and she's sitting here, right in she's my
like, gas me up, girl.
Because I gotta keep you know you're just
it's a lot going on.
Yeah, we can't look at you all the time.
Get into it. Go for it.
Well, I was going to say, because when you're dating someone in the public eye and you're probably, I mean, I don't know how much your girl makes, but she probably doesn't make nearly as much as you because I came from that career.
Yeah, but
she could find another thing to do, or she could still continue it and just y'all would have to figure it out because she's probably going to be under contract and you just got to deal with it.
But all these
I know people that do that, but I was about to give up my career for one of my exes because he had a job that it was going to be, I would have to follow him. And so,
but why?
Because we would never see each other.
If you, but he's, but you knew he wasn't going to quit his.
He was making millions.
Yeah. Okay. Flex number three. Can we get like a list of just like the Victoria Flexes in there?
I didn't marry him, so I'm not a millionaire. Yeah.
But if your wife, like, let's say
she does very well.
Yeah. But let's say she got like promoted 10X,
like stupid money,
like, and moved to New York to do whatever thing she does.
Yeah.
You'd be like, you're going?
I mean, it's got to be a conversation, obviously. Yeah, like, exactly. But I mean, then it's like, what's the end goal, right? Like, is the end goal to just, you know, one of us rich? Has all the money and we can just kind of hang out and not take care of the other stuff, kind of? Like, if that's your goal, then great.
But you still want to have a, like, wake up in the morning with a purpose.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So it would be like, okay, cool. You're making buku bucks and we go to New York and I can figure something out. Like, if it's that much money, for sure.
Figure and you can adjust your plan to work around that.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's just a guy and a girl or like just a guy thing. I think that there are a lot of successful women out there that also make great money that the husbands can follow them. I mean, it just really depends on a situation.
Do you know any of those guys? Do you know any of those guys?
Who are
It's like always tough. It just seems tough.
I know one. Yeah.
What's the vibe of it? It seems tough.
I mean, yes.
For the guy. Doesn't
I mean,
it?
I think it's happy. He's happy because they're together, but I mean, he still does stuff.
I don't think that would be that tough, to be honest.
Really?
He's like, I'll sit back. You can go work.
I think I'd be okay with that. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Why not?
He says 100%.
Like, Andrew says so too. Like, think about that.
I'm just someone else a hard is doing all the work. This. Yeah. So, I mean, no, but I like to work.
Sure. You can choose to if you want. You don't need to. You now have a choice.
Let me think. Why?
You know there's at least some days that you're going to be like,
oh yeah,
100%. I don't really feel like it today, so I'm chilling. Like,
why do you say it's tough? It just seems like a tough sell for the guy. And he has no
like as an ego thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm personally old school. I like the guy to.
Oh, now, like, first of all, I'm not just here to cook and clean and now you're old school. I'm old school. Yeah. Let the guy come to me. And then strong, independent women. She's just like Molly. You got to choose a side here, Victoria.
I have a side.
Yeah.
I like to see all angles.
Why are you old school?
Well, why?
Yeah, that's what you just
said. Because it's just how I am. I don't know. Yeah. I like the guy to probably be more of like I'll let the guy be the leader.
I did. What I'm horrible at is like the cable at the house and like the internet. If that breaks, it's over.
John, what can you do? Can we just start highlighting the things that you can do outside of making people laugh?
That's not what this podcast is about. All right. Unfortunately, if you can do one thing good, then it kind of over.
I hear a lot of what he can't do.
Yeah, I can't. All right. So I was like, I reset the TV. I just went back and that made it even worse. And like the cable wouldn't connect. I could get to Netflix, but not cable, like the sports, ESPN, right? So after trying a bunch of things, I got a new wire at Best Buy. That wasn't the problem. I got a new, put the batteries in the remote. That's about as far as I went. So I called the Xfinity. I called the cable people to come out to the house. And dude, when I say I was so, first of all, the guy, another man's going to come over to my house to help me fix my cable. What I was praying was, it's not like switch the inputs. I go, please have it be like a problem.
Something not basic.
Something about like ego, like, anytime I have somebody come over to the house, it's like the plug wouldn't work. Mm-hmm. Like it just, I have called somebody over to house for that. The plug doesn't work. And they were like, you just got to switch the breaker. That's the thing you would know.
Yeah.
That's the thing you would know. I go, I pray it's not. He comes over, goes, dude, and then leaves. Cause that's embarrassing. And it's, I go, all right, I hope it's something bad, but not that bad that he can't fix it. Just that he has to spend at least 20 minutes there.
You want to hear like, I've never seen something like this.
Yes.
We're going to figure it out right now.
Yeah. He's like, dude, you're right. Yeah. I wanted to know that I was not an idiot. Yeah. He'd be like, oh, you just got to blow in the, like in a Nintendo. Yeah. You just got to blow in it. Yeah. And I don't know what to do. Have you ever had a guy come over to fix something at your house? Like a like a maintenance guy?
Yes.
Okay, what do you do while he's there? You like have to be around.
I stay in the vicinity.
Yes.
But like you just do your thing.
Okay. So I'm not gonna leave. I'm not gonna leave the house.
Yeah.
But nor am I gonna go up into the bedroom and shut the door.
No.
You kind of have to be like,
you got to make, well, somebody in your house. You got to make sure they're not like tiptoeing around, looking at stuff, maybe taking stuff.
So you would like go into another room and like make noise.
Yes.
or like
shuffle some things around. Yeah, I'm here.
I was like doing the dishes or like in another room, like trying to like, and then I was like, I got to go run an errand. I went down to the garage. I went like, I didn't want
to
be like.
Run an errand to the garage.
You also, I was like.
He goes, I had to go run an errand to the garage.
I also didn't want to be like, like
over him
watching him.
You don't want to be like the foreman, like sitting there watching.
That would be weird.
So I was like, hey, here's what's happening, let me go. And he was messing around with stuff, and it turned out that it was he's like, he goes, I never seen this before. I go,
nice,
thank the Lord.
Oh, that's got to be a good,
because if a guy comes over, I would imagine if I would have any insecurity about it, if I was married and like I didn't know how to fix something, a guy comes over.
John, you should just learn.
What?
Because then you wouldn't be insecure about it anymore. Learn stuff? Yeah.
How?
YouTube.
And learn how to just like fix something?
Yeah.
That did make me feel empowered one time. I did learn how to do something and I fixed it. It did feel pretty good,
trying
actually
to boost your confidence, John. Thanks.
I just did my whole patio.
I've seen that on Yeah. Really?
I spent probably like 4 months researching on YouTube how to do it. Like my whole YouTube algorithm, you brought up YouTube algorithm, it's all patio stuff now. All I get is patio recommendations. Yeah. And so, did that whole thing. It felt great. But that said, next time I would hire somebody in a heartbeat.
Okay. But why did you want to do it? Because that's how a man is.
Right? I just wanted to do it myself.
And you like pick up the bags of sand and be like, ah.
Yeah. I just wanted to do it myself.
That feels good. No, Victoria, don't look over here. Okay. That does feel good.
I am trying to picture John doing that. And
it's dude, you should have called me. You're like, hey, dude, we got to go. We got to go make a patio. I go, let's go to Home Depot. I put on some boots with some steel toes. I go in there. Yeah.
Get in there.
Yeah. And you liked it or no?
No, dude, I would never do that again. It was miserable.
Why?
It took me like 4 weeks longer than it should have taken me. Like the whole thing could have been sign the check and it's done in a couple of weeks and it's over.
Yeah. But you were like, I want to do it. Yeah. I wish I had cut grass. I wish I could. I know how to cut grass. No, what? Stop. I know how to cut grass. You should go to her on that because she just, the look of disgust on her face is just so, what? That I don't know how to cut grass?
You don't know how to cut grass?
No, I know how. I don't have grass. I wish
who
I could like.
Who cuts your grass?
I don't have grass. You have like a patch. Yeah, I got a.
Right out front.
HOA. The HOA cuts it.
Oh, good. Okay, that's nice. Yeah.
But I wish I could wake up on Saturday morning and like.
Flex on them.
Okay.
Do you really wish you could wake up on Saturday morning and cut your grass? Do you really wish that?
Borrow.
Maybe once.
Okay.
Yeah.
You wish you had the choice to cut the grass. Yeah.
But if you look at your day and you go, like, that's what a construction guy, you're like, dude, the house was level. And look at where it was 9 to 5. We're working all day. Look what it looks like now.
Yeah.
What is that feeling?
Yeah, I like that. Yeah.
That like you looked out, or you had a glass of sweet tea and looked out over your patio and go,
yeah.
You felt like it Noah,
a lot sweeter
bro.
That day.
Yeah, dude.
I get that feeling when I clean my house and when I organize my papers.
Really?
Like you bills, look at it. Yeah. All the things. Yes, I feel so accomplished in life.
Well, better for it.
Yeah.
What do you say? We had some YouTube comments from last week.
Yeah, so we got some good feedback.
Yeah, about the we're going to discuss it with the woman's perspective here.
So we have the first one was actually about the airport bird.
Oh yeah, did you listen to that part? You probably didn't listen.
The airport bird?
Me and we were in the airport and there was a bird. It was flying around. It was hitting the window. Kept hitting the window. Hitting the window.
They do that. Yeah.
Yeah, and everyone was like, oh, and no one knew what to do. And women were saying. Like a woman was with her husband and goes, hey, honey, do something.
It was hitting the airport window?
In the terminal. It got trapped in there. Gotcha. And it kept like injuring itself.
Aww.
Yeah, it was sad. But I go, what?
What are you supposed to do?
What are you supposed to do? You want me to read this?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm actually a dude watching this podcast. Okay.
We got dudes.
Yeah, we got a lot of dudes. That. Yeah, we got a lot of dudes. I'm actually a dude watching this podcast. Funny. Here's what you do with the bird if you do anything. You catch it and you kill it. What?
no.
No, dude.
No.
This is why no dude wanted to do anything, because you would look like a monster, but that is the best solution for the people and for the bird. No.
So he's saying you put it out of its misery.
I think he's right.
No,
yes,
no.
Yes, he is.
No.
Yes, he is.
If you can catch the bird,
I'm nervous.
How hard would it be to just let it go?
That's what, how? How are you going to get it outside?
There you go.
You take it, you catch
what?
It.
In what?
And then walk
a cup?
Somewhere.
What? Where?
I don't know, a jacket?
Somebody said put a trash can over it. I go, that's, but it's the trash can's full.
Again,
just
and then
someone,
and then
just
what?
Be like, call security. Be like,
no, security's not equipped for that either. Who's that responsibility fall on? Unfortunately, I think he's joking, but he is also correct.
Why would you kill it? That makes no sense.
This is why no dude wanted to do
there's
anything, because
so
you look like a monster.
And
that's
windows.
That's just an excellent Jeremiah Custer. He's look. He has a
thank
photo.
You.
His photo
thank
is you. His photo is with a woman. So he's figured this out somehow. Yeah. That's the best.
He's doing something right.
Yeah, yeah. We're not. Yeah. That's the best solution for the people and the bird. And other people said that too. It's like a bird's die, survival of the fittest.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, because the girl goes, "We'll catch it, take it down
the ramp.
Down the jetway, and then in that crevice where the
yes.
air and let it out."
But
no.
You got to make sure that the engines aren't on, because
oh my god,
it sucked right in. That would
the
be bad.
The moment it gets outside,
that would be tough. Oh, here we go. Yeah, love the "your girl is pretty conservative" merch idea.
Yeah. That's, your girl.
Yeah.
Did you know what that is?
Yes.
Your girl is conservative.
I actually was going to say that one time on here. Not that I was conservative, but yeah. I almost said "your girl." And I was like, oh, wait, I can't do that.
Don't ever say that. Your girl.
Can't I would never say that in a text message to a guy.
Yeah, your boy. Your boy
oh, yeah.
is fun. Coming to the bar. Your boy is going to take care of you.
It's cringy.
What's the cringiest thing that you've ever said via text in that vein? You said anything that's like you were trying to be jokey.
Let me go back and read our history.
Cut the tension.
Wow.
I'm just kidding. That's a joke. That's a joke.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd have to think about that one.
But I think we all do that type of stuff.
Yeah.
So you're trying to cut the tension a little bit and it just doesn't.
And you're like, wait, what? Go, hold on. Rewind. What? Are you like, remember yesterday when you said, I do that a bunch? Yeah. When you said, yeah, you're like, no, that's not what I meant. Okay.
I think where I'm at now is like, I forget to respond to people. And so even with like guys that I'm dating and is that flex number four now?
No, go ahead. Okay. I forget. It's busy. Pretty
yeah.
busy. Pretty
yeah.
booked up.
Yeah, I am. If you'd like to know, I actually have 300 unread text messages on my phone. It's
that,
a problem.
I have anxiety.
That sounds like anxiety.
It's yeah. a problem. Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. I don't really just, I think my thing is I'm always apologizing. I'm like, oh, sorry. I'm so late. Sorry. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And then that to me is like, these people are going to think that I'm not worth the time, you know, because
would guys think that you're not interested in them?
Yes, 100%.
They do think that's but a
yes.
default.
Yes.
Victoria does not interested.
Yeah.
And that's a coping mechanism.
One guy has stuck around.
Yeah.
I think he knows I'm interested.
He knows you're interested in him.
Yeah.
All right. How does he know?
Well, we've talked about it. It's been established.
Okay. Oh, all right.
But I do sometimes forget to.
Your girl is interested.
Your girl is interested.
Your girl is conservative. That probably somebody's probably going to come out to the meet and greet, because people would come to the meet and greets of the shows based yeah. on with jokes from that week. And a bunch of people have said this on my Instagram.
Yeah, we got to get the shirts made.
Your girl
I will buy a shirt.
That's
I will buy a shirt. So I've never so bought a John Crist merch anything,
so
but I will buy that shirt.
All right. Let's. Somebody says, Elizabeth Hall, I agree with John's rating system. We talked about, well, I'll tell you.
I did
looks,
watch it, John.
You did watch the whole thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
I missed the bird part, but I watched everything.
Did you get the rating? No, you watched from the... we were talking about, hold on, let me read this. Okay. Looks are not, I agree with John's rating system. Validation, thank you. looks are not everything, and I noticed that women care more about looks when it's men they would never actually meet.
This is when
I remember
getting
that
your,
topic. I've talked about it.
Yeah. Hold on. I noticed that women care more about looks when it's men. Okay, I got it. That they would never actually meet. Mm-hmm. So like in real life, that's on the priority list. Like Aquaman, that dude is...
Oh, that man is a beautiful being from God.
I watched it and I was like, huh.
Yes.
It did something.
Also, Michael B. Jordan in Black Panther.
You like him?
Panther. Yes.
Yeah, he's your guy?
Yes.
But in real life, Michael B. Jordan, if you were out at Whiskey Row, wherever you Where do you go? Where do you go to? Where do you socialize with men? I don't know.
I go to the bougier places. I like the rooftop bars.
Oh, like 12:30 like, club or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you were there, Michael B. Jordan would not probably stand out looks wise, would he?
Yes, he would.
He would? Is this disrespectful for me to say?
Yes.
I like Michael B. Jordan.
That man is a walking GQ cover.
Okay.
All okay. Right, him in his like tailored suit. Yes, he would stand out. Absolutely. Would.
Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah, but why you say in person? Because that's like someone that they're actually going to spend their life with. They're like, this is very impractical. Jason Moore, I can't buy clothes for you, dude. You're coming out of the shirt sleeves.
I'm trying to figure, what is she trying to say? Is she trying to say that if you wouldn't actually meet the guy, it's easier to say like, no.
You can like Harry Styles, Justin Bieber, you can be like, what are they wearing? What are they looking like? But mm-hmm. in real life, you're like, I'm going to practically date this person. I need to know,
yes,
are they
I think
fun? Are they friendly? Can
that,
I connect with them? All these type of.
I don't even think she's referring to like famous people. I think she's just saying like, if she sees a cute guy, it's easier to sit here and like pick them apart versus the person that she's actually dating. Because I think when you start dating someone, you focus. If you're just going after looks and dating, you got a lot to learn in life. So I think.
It's true.
We know that's all John does. It's fine.
I agree with that. You're right. No, not that.
100% is like reading the girl's Instagram.
No. I'm saying I agree. All right. I agree with your first sentiment.
She has brains.
I agree with your first sentiment about it's going to be tough.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so I think, because I've dated guys that I never thought that I would date, like looks wise.
Yeah.
Because the personality, I don't know. They just had a thing about them. And I was like, okay, we can do this.
Kathleen's nodding in validation as well over here.
Yeah, go for it.
She's retweeting that.
Yeah.
That if you go, all right, if I'm going to hang out with Jason Moana or is that his name? What?
Momo.
Jason Moana. Moana. Jason Moana. Jason Moana. Great movie, though.
Jason Moana.
And we got a title.
The Moana's the cartoon.
He said it so seriously. If Jason Moana, that was offensive to that beautiful man.
Moana,
say you're sorry.
I'm sorry, Jason. I'm looking at the camera. I'm sorry, Jason. Moana is canceled, I think. Is Moana canceled?
For what?
Was it?
I think Moana was canceled. Yeah, some racial. Yeah, I think so. I'm pretty sure it's canceled.
Really?
Jason Momoa. Okay.
Mimosa.
I always go like, hey, if you, thank you. Accused Disney of culture theft.
Yeah, critics accused Disney of culture theft ahead of Moana release.
While many are looking forward to Disney's Moana hitting theaters Thanksgiving, some Pacific Islanders are not excited for the film. That means a 20-year-old in Los Angeles is speaking on behalf of Pacific Islanders mm-hmm. that are in fact not offended. That's how that. Let me just break that down for you. That's what that means. Yeah, some Pacific Islanders. Let's find them. We'll wait. Where are they?
Yeah.
Are they marching? Are they protesting? They're not?
I was just thinking about that. Whenever they say some, it's like, was it one person? Was it two people?
It's nobody.
Or was
it's
it a
no
couple?
Person. And we talked about that. I go, what about the, where?
Yeah.
But you could be, your industry, your former industry would be like, he's causing a stir. I go, you are causing the stir.
Well, you have to use verbiage that is ear catching and eye catching.
Yeah.
And so that is what people have to remember about the media.
He's causing an uproar. I was like, well, the uproar is you.
Yes.
Posting it.
It's always active tense. It's like it's happening right now. Right now.
And you know who reads it? Me.
Yes.
Yeah. But what I go back to, I was like, all right, if you are the guy that you are interested in or you like or whatever.
Yeah.
If you're like, I'm going to spend an evening, do I want to spend it with, I'm trying to think of like, do I want to spend it with like Klay Thompson or like a big famous celebrity, good looking, or do I want to spend it with the guy you like? Probably him. Because those are all the qualities that you could go out with him once and be like, take photos and be like, but you don't want to, I don't know Klay Thompson. I'm just trying to think of somebody that's like huge. Mm-hmm. You're like, you got no business on a date with Julio Jones. You don't know what to say. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know him either, but like, that's going to be, you got nothing in common with Tim Tebow.
I think if somebody has not been on a date or never met like anyone in the public eye, I might be really excited about that.
Yeah.
But if you've kind of been there, done that, you're kind of like, okay, I'm going to go for like the average Joe over here who like, I don't know, we'll treat me.
But take great. Yeah, but you're looking for more. What you're saying is what the comment is. You're looking for more, all the more the practical things.
Yes.
That you're like, all right, this is like
being
some of those.
Realistic.
Yeah. That's a great. Yeah. Realistic. That's what we're trying to. We're trying to get to it. She's like, this is what you mean. Okay, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Like, I'm not trying to be judged on some of my flaws. Why am I going to sit here and pick apart your flaws and judge you? It's just, can I handle or deal with your flaws?
With the things.
With the things. Yeah.
Is it enough?
Do you want to deal with my things?
Yeah.
Do I want to deal with your things? Okay. We do. Cool.
I feel like I always just take my things and I just put them. I just, what's it called when you're like, I put them on everybody else. You're like, dude, what, this is
see, that's what
projecting?
I'm so proud of you for having a girlfriend. I think that we just.
You seem to be so shocked by that.
You know, I just am.
Well, I go like the, I was pulling out of my, there's my house and then the house next to me is like there our garages are up against each other. You can pull out and but there's probably 20 feet. So she had somebody parked horizontally in front of her garage and then another person because they were painting, right? Mm-hmm. And I couldn't get out. Or I had to like 4-point turn to get out. And I was just
heated.
Just heated, dude. Just
John had not had his Chick-fil-A that day.
No, thank you. Yeah, I was just like,
just trying to go get some nuggies.
And this person's going to be there for, I haven't seen him since. So one day, one morning, and I had, instead of just pulling out and leaving, I had to do a 4-point turn. And it took 25 seconds. And I was just wanting to, just the whole thing. And that's, it feels so good on the internet to do that.
Yeah.
Just,
And then do you not ever have like regrets though when you post something?
No,
like,
I didn't do it.
Yeah.
And because I thought like whatever you're saying, I'm so proud of you for.
Yeah.
I go, what? All right. So when I pulled out and they're both there, that communicates, I've seen way too much, been in rehab way too much and gone to way too many therapists to be like, that communicates, John, we don't care about you. We need to do our stuff first.
Yes.
You're less of a priority. You don't matter. All that is untrue, but that was the message that I received from that.
Yeah.
Same getting cut off in traffic. Same when the Hawks game is blacked out in Nashville. You're like, just like.
Yes. Yes.
Just. And you. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And you just want to lose it. Dude.
And so what do you do now, John?
Well, I was in the middle of texting and she's a friend of mine, a good friend of mine. And I was like, and I was going to be like, hey, what? Hey, can you tell the guys to move the, like, it'd take more time for me to message her that than it would the inconvenience it caused me. But it's the default that you're wronged, that you're hurt, that you're, Same thing with when I went on the flight to Charlotte, because the NASCAR booked my flight, not me. So my TSA thing wasn't in there. So I had to wait in the other line.
Yeah.
And you just want to lose it on hey
because you're me
yes me, and that's yes. what that's what
yes
as a th- as your therapist get all that worked out so you don't so I don't have to bring this into this relationship because you know people that and you just go this is exhausting.
Do you think you can ever, I don't mean you personally, do you think somebody can ever actually beat that forever?
No,
or do
I don't think
that
so.
Always just comes up?
I don't think you
what
could.
Do you mean beat it?
Like I feel like that's a very human feeling.
Yeah.
Do you think you can ever completely quell that and like get rid of it forever?
No, I think you get better at it. But I think the fact that it's a thought in the front of your mind and you're conscious of it, like, okay, maybe I shouldn't get so heated.
Yeah.
Because I don't like I get really heated on the road when people do dumb things. It grinds my gears.
Yeah, we've talked about this before.
Like, cool it down, you know what I mean? And be like, okay, they're also probably going through something too. Yeah. Like have a little empathy.
And the message you are receiving is nobody cares about me. I'm unimportant. I'm not
but
valued.
We're also making it all about us too. And I think that society is we're all very selfish. Humans naturally by nature are selfish.
Yeah.
And so if we can all learn to not be so selfish, that could create some positivity.
And it would be better. Like my girlfriend is obsessed with this other comedian like another comedian that she thinks is hilarious.
She put her lipstick on and did her hair for an NBA player, and now she's obsessed with another comedian. We need to have a sit down with her. Give me her. No, I'll give her a call.
But I am too. I like this other comedian too. But it's like, how is this a knock on me?
Well, I think also, can I share my opinion? Mm-hmm. I think somebody in your position who's used to having a lot of attention.
Okay. No, you can't share your opinion. No, I thought about it. No,
that's all for today. Thanks for tuning in.
Anyway, what happened to that episode? It was cut short. That's probably why. But I go, no public figure is.
But I think it's a guy thing too.
Yeah, yeah. But why is it? It's like a. Would you say if you're. I'm trying to think of a good example, a female equivalent. This could be wrong, but if you're like, if a, I don't know if this is weird to say, but if like you're getting a lot of like attention from like a lot of guys and like a what you deem to be like a more attractive woman comes in, you're like, is that a thing or no?
I think it is.
You immediately default to like, I hate this girl. You don't.
But some girls do that. Yes, a lot of girls do. I feel this is going to sound very pompous, and I don't mean it to sound like that, but like I've just kind of gotten to a place in life where I'm like, I'm pretty comfortable with myself. Yeah. And I also like to just be friends with everyone. So yeah, unless you're mean, I'm not going to not like you unless you're just straight up mean to me and you're just a bad human.
Yeah, yeah.
But yes, a lot of women do get very insecure because women, we always feel the need to be done up and if there's a girl that walks in that's more prettier, you know, oh my gosh, is our guy going to like stare at her? Yeah, like that's an insecurity.
But if you, that's wild to be like, you're like a husband and wife. You're like, I got four kids with you. I'm going home with you. But you see another woman, you go,
Yeah, but I also think that there's a lot of pressure on women as women get older.
Yeah.
The way that we age, there's this like need to like keep up with everything and look like we're 25 years old because men are checking out the.
Okay. The younger ones. Yeah. And then that's a reflection on you then, right?
I think there's responsibility in a relationship. I think that it's, if you're going to be in a relationship, you as the male and the female also need to be conscious of, hey, like, what am I doing to maybe make you feel a little insecure?
Yeah.
You know, like there's only so much that you can help someone.
Yeah. You have to meet
in the middle.
You got to get your own stuff worked out.
You have to get your own stuff worked out. Yeah. But the person also shouldn't be putting you in positions to feel a little insecure.
Yeah.
Especially if you voice that to them
already. Correct.
Like you can't expect them to know that. That does have to be voiced.
Like if your wife knows, like if you're aware that there's something specific that your wife might feel a little insecure about and vice versa, why would y'all put each other in those situations?
Alex ain't insecure about nothing, but
not true. Very much not true.
So, if I go, hey, there's a responsibility.
It makes that, and I handle the Malik Monk thing with like side comments of humor is how I chose to deal with it. Cause I felt some kind of way about it and I keep making jokes about it.
But if you keep doing that though, eventually.
Yeah, I know.
My personality would say, bro, you're going to have to get over it.
You're going to have to move on. Yeah.
And what if it's funny though, you know?
No, it is.
No, but but if you keep bringing it up, it's just obvious that you feel some type of way about that. If it were me, I'd be like, all right, you feel some type of way.
Or just say you felt some kind of way. And then if they did that, they were like, yeah, fair. That seems reasonable. And then we're like, all right, let's get a sandwich. Not because she has to cook it, but I'm just saying. I'm not saying that.
You don't cook a sandwich, that's you a make raft, a sandwich. Dude.
Yeah, all right, you can make a sandwich, you're right, yeah. All right, that's a net positive, everybody.
Yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but on the net, it was a positive. It was a positive. You cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.